gorgeous on television. They don't put ugly people on television unless you're on the show Hoarders.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What? What are you doing?
Just like this. Like a beetle crawls across her forehead.
She's like, Robin Zazio, was she saying?
What? I don't know.
That's her name, Robin Zazio.
Robin Zazio.
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 With a Z.
Like Zirkle?
Like Zuckerberg.
Blank that out.
Like a Zuckerberg.
Like Zuckerberg.
Like Zuckerhead and the Kneebies.
Zuckerhead and the Kneebies, baby.
Oh, I actually kind of like that.
That's kind of cute.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. You're just fully sitting back in the chair, so I guess
I am because I'm like,
sitting.
Giving you light.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't fucking
Can
fall.
Can you imagine? If we did fall, though, we'd have it. We'd have it.
Uh-huh. I'm
it would
be
great.
This even more today because of the wind. Welcome.
Welcome.
To another episode.
To another episode of Drag Trash. And if you made it this far, you have another point.
Just one.
And if you're all in the All-Stars, I hope you're giving those points away.
Hey, we literally came up with that before them. We said point system before they even thought of that, bitch.
Yeah, that's right. We said point system. Games should have a point system.
Yeah.
Do you know how many games don't have point systems?
Too many.
Just, I think
it's
zero.
Just like, it's just like participation. And what are we doing?
Well, I mean, that's why we have so many unhappy adults, right?
Participation awards.
Participation awards.
Yeah, we need losers.
You
think so?
The hierarchy of the losers and the non-losers.
Yeah.
And then the people that...
Wait, the losers and the non-losers. I thought you had switched them. Somebody didn't know. That's amazing. losers to the front. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Would you consider yourself a loser?
Absolutely.
You think you're a loser?
Yeah, don't you? Born gay?
Can I tell you something I've never told anybody else in the entire
Let's
world?
Hear it.
You promise you won't tell anybody?
Promise.
I'm gay.
I have to go. Oh, I don't approve.
You gotta go.
I gotta go. Ow, you just stabbed me. Really fucking did. Fuck. That hurt.
Can I tell
just
you?
Just one.
Can I tell you? You moved the chair and the flower box behind you went, cuckoo, cuckoo. Oh. And I said, uh-oh. And then I was just like,
she's going.
Yeah. She's going.
I'm not letting her go. Stick her in like a hot dog.
Like a hot dog.
I'm basically a hot dog.
Are you a hot dog? Just casing and meat?
I mean, what else is there?
Bones?
Ew, yeah. Oh, God, a bony hot dog.
If you bit into a hot dog and there was just a slim bone in there, what would you do?
God, I would die on the spot.
But haven't you ever bitten into chicken and there was a little bit of bone in there?
Yeah, I don't like bone.
Did you die on the spot?
I don't like bone in chicken.
Did you die on the spot? No, I'm talking you were like a McNugget. A McNugget.
McNugget.
A McDonald's. And you bite into it and you find bone. Have you ever found the bone in a McNugget? Because I sure have.
Have
at
you
least
really?
Twice.
Twice?
I mean, it might not have been bone. It might have just been like cartilage or something. But it was not supposed to be in my McNugget.
Both of those things are awful. Yeah, they're not supposed to be there. What are they doing there?
But I didn't die on the spot.
We go the... Listen, have you seen that commercial?
No.
We are off track, but who cares? I've been watching some like
Vegeta.
actual live television this week. You know, with commercials. You know what I mean.
Oh, we have two.
Yeah.
And so... Commercials!
Commercials! They're... what a thing. They,
Sometimes they are a novelty. When
absolutely.
We're watching live TV and a good commercial comes on, it's like, oh, that was a good commercial.
I remember those.
Yeah.
There's this ad for Wegovy, which is a... Like, basically an Ozempic.
Okay.
And they literally got the rights to... Goodbye. They got the rights to that Greatest Showman song, This Is Me.
Okay,
and
yes.
And it's Wegovy. And I'm
no, it's
in my
not.
Absolutely, I'm going to show it to you later. It's been stuck in my head all week. Just Wegovy.
Well, you know, I think there's a Marshalls commercial that uses a chaperone song.
I've seen that.
And it's
like,
catchy every
really
time.
She gave them that?
Well, they must have paid her.
Oh, buku.
They said Joann's is going out of business. We need, I don't know.
We need an edge.
We need an edge.
Yeah. What they need is more fabric, though.
You know who got fabric?
Who?
Michael's got a little bit of fabric.
They're competing.
But it's all just like, you know, cottons.
Mm. boring.
Fabric of our lives. If they wish it was still the fabric of our lives. No one's wearing cotton anymore.
No.
How many of you are wearing underwear that's actually made of 100% cotton? Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Because your thongs are spandex.
Yeah, they're like microfiber.
I mean, that is what everybody's wearing nowadays.
I guess it's like cleaner, supposedly.
Sure.
Or like it cleans easier.
It cleans easier?
Yeah.
Does it clean your junk while you wear
it? Yeah, it does. Double
and
then,
taxes.
Like, when I, like, get my tongue down there later, it's so much easier to clean.
It's so much easier to clean?
Yeah, with my tongue.
Because it's already clean. Because exactly. The undies cleaned it. I'm going to sneeze.
The fuck was that? It's like you sneeze with your eyes open.
Well, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to mess up anything. And sometimes if I sneeze really hard in all this, it hurts. And so I just like,
yeah. If I sneeze too hard, it's the lips. And they're going to end up somewhere else on my face.
What's new? Well, you know, we lost a couple more $60 million planes to the sea. Did you see that?
No, what the fuck?
You didn't see that?
No, what's that?
We keep losing planes off the back of boats.
For real?
For reals.
Because we're still not doing them here.
I kind of think that maybe they're like an offering to the sea god.
Ooh, I like that.
Like, but secretly, but because people caught it on film, they have to be like, oh yeah, we're stupid. No, I think they're offering
it. They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Would you ever, ever fly in a plane that was gifted to you by a terrorist? Real question. Yeah.
No. You?
No.
No.
And nowhere near New York.
No. Oh, talk about our number one short of all time.
Listen,
so far.
The people want to talk about 9/11.
People want to talk about it. Yeah.
That crap at the back of my throat. No, but seriously, would you ever...
No. Also, like, what position am I in to have that happen to me? You know what I mean?
I guess President of the United States.
Let's hope not.
Dubu.
There's no part of me that wants to be in politics or anywhere near that world. So, like, no. And I don't want to be friends with those people that are giving out planes either. That's just so much, like, that's so gross to me.
Do you want to be, like, an escort, though?
Different question.
Well, you said you don't want to work with those people.
Interesting.
Think about it. Come back. Circle
maybe
back.
Maybe I'm just like a land and sea girl.
Listen, we're all land and sea girls at the end of the day.
And I don't want to be up in no plane.
Or
with
space.
My escort services.
You don't want to be up in a plane with your escort services?
I don't think so, actually.
You don't want to be part of the Mile High Club?
No.
Do you ever watch that show on the BBC, the Mile High Club?
Is that a show?
Oh my God, it was about 20 years ago.
And they literally were like...
It was about, like, stewardesses?
Oh.
And pilots having sex on planes.
For real? And it was just, like,
for
all
real.
Of these real stories about
oh,
that?
No.
Oh,
no.
It was, like, a
it
drama.
Was like a drama.
Like a,
it was a drama. It was, like, you know, it was on the same time
I was
as, like
how are they not, like, getting a handle on this? There's a whole show about them.
Soccer
like,
wives
super illegal?
Or football wives. It was kind of on at the same time as that. Wasn't
got
that
it.
A big thing?
I think, yeah. Ooh, I see a bug on your face. Do you want me to get it or not? It's crawling up. Got it.
What was it? Make a wish.
Stuck in my nail now.
Make a wish.
I think every time that a hair lands in my mouth and I pull it out, it's pulling lipstick across my face.
Yeah, you look like Picasso right now.
Like Joker, because you've got some there.
So
we're here.
Afida Zayn. We've been watching a lot of Project Runway.
Have you?
And
ooh, that reminds me of something to talk about.
They are so mean on that show.
Oh, they used to
they
be dirty.
Are so
and we
mean.
Ate up how Michael Kors talked to those folks, but like he was so rude, actually.
But in the later seasons, Heidi is just straight up like, "You're terrible.
Kill yourself.
I think it would be better off if you just left this planet."
Wow.
I seriously do think she said that.
At one point.
Twice.
Wow. No, they. It's like they didn't have as many viewers and they're like, well, we have to get like some edge here.
Oh, well, yeah. And people, you know, just got nasty on the television. On the television.
On live TV with commercials.
On live TV with commercials.
Do you remember Mondo?
Yeah, I remember Mondo. We saw him on television the other day.
You saw him on television?
His season was on.
Oh, that's funny. Wait, what season was he?
I don't know. Project Runway season something.
Season something. I was at an event last night.
You were at an event?
Called Altball?
Oddball.
Oddball, exactly. Altball. For this really good organization here. It's called Doorways. Yeah, that's right. And they, like, help folks with HIV. You're like, I'm going to put my mic on. You said this is not my portion. That is hilarious. Oh, my God. Hold on, I just got to face the wind while I do this. It was called Altball. Maybe I just angle like this the whole time. Is that okay? I don't face you.
Are you talking to me or them?
I'm talking to both of you.
Oh, I don't care.
And, yeah, it's for this organization called Doorways, and they help, like, people with, living with HIV, I think a lot of elderly people, and people that are unhoused and stuff, but it was this big, like, fashion show, and there were, like, a lot of local designers, and then there was, like, Mondo, and he had did a few looks, including one with Crystal Method. She was there. And then it became a ball at the end with, like, categories and everything. Like, with categories and everything.
With categories and everything.
And it was so
much
fun.
Can you give us some of the categories?
There was face. There was, like, an open category.
Ooh, what's an open category?
I think you can just come up and do whatever you want.
Did you do anything?
No.
Tell us what you wore.
I wore, actually, I've worn it on the show before, those, like, tight bell-bottom suspenders that have stripes. And then, like, my little cherry shirt.
Yes.
Boy hair. And then, like, I did a beat. I did a pretty decent beat. I didn't lay down my brows or anything, but, like, it was cute.
It was good. It was good. Compliments galore.
I got compliments. It was so lovely. There were a lot of people dressed up. A lot of people dressed up, girl.
Like, what kind?
It was, like, circus-themed, right? So it was in the big top.
Oh, it was circus-themed.
And it was at the big top, which is, like, I guess they keep a tent around here downtown. Like, they used to have the circus more often, but, like, they just have events there now.
Okay.
So it was, like, an actual circus tent.
And is it raining?
It did, actually. You know that, like, little burst yesterday afternoon?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I mean.
That's what I mean.
That's what I mean.
Like, when I first got there, it was still sunny or whatever. But then, yeah, like, and they had tents outside.
Yeah.
The tent as well. There are other tents.
Other tents.
So everybody could, like,
get it unstuck. I'm ruining your story. Just rip it.
No, it'll fuck it up.
Okay, thanks. You ripped it.
I did. And so people, like, you know, hid under the tent or whatever until it was time. And, then got into the big tent. But it was so much fun. It was really, really cool. A lot of people dressed up very circusy. Some people got the theme. Some people didn't. Very Met.
Very, very Met of them.
Very Met ball. And I looked like one of the jugglers. I honestly got there and I saw, like, somebody juggling and I was, like, literally dressed exactly like them. So I was like, got it. And a lot of top hats.
I just feel like the top hat, you pull it out for everything, right?
Correct.
I mean, what?
And it's like ringleader, so I get it. Like, it was still on theme, but I was just like.
I mean, I expect it from the straights who are still into steampunk.
That's sort of what I, that's sort of who I assumed that was.
But there were singling out one person who wore a top hat.
No, we're singling out that the people who were wearing top hats were probably heterosexual. Yeah. And because it was, like, old, rich people, too, right? Like, it's like a fundraiser event.
I mean, you got to give money.
Right.
What?
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing.
Being a lady.
I could cover it up. But, yeah. Also, really, there were a lot of really great dressed people as well. And, like, everyone's throwing compliments around and stuff, which is so fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A lot of queer people around, which is always great.
Yeah.
Since, you know, it was a ball.
Yeah, tell us about the clothes.
Oh, like in the fashion show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so there was
a fashion show.
There was a fashion show at lunch. And
wait, you were there at lunch?
No, that's just a thing from The Office. It's a joke that you would get if you had seen that show.
Never seen it. We were supposed to watch it this winter, but Scott wanted to watch it on Blu-ray, and we don't have a Blu-ray of it. And then so I said... Your fault.
Angry. Yeah, there was a lot of good looks. They gave out awards, too, for, like, best designer, best model, and stuff like that.
Ooh, who got
and
the best model?
I can't remember their names.
Did Mondo get the...
No, he didn't. I don't think he was eligible, because he was actually a judge. And so, like, he had to, like, go backstage, because, like, they did the whole big fashion show with local designers first, and then... they had to vamp for a little bit because I don't think he was ready. And then, and then he did his little show, which was like four looks. But it was really, really good. His looks were really cute.
I saw picture, well, video actually. There,
I can insert some of it here. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
And there was like, yeah, in the main fashion show, there were like people on stilts, like they had designed like full stilt costumes, like
okay,
full
so they're doing like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, bitch. And then there was some like regular, you know, ready to wear stuff. But I mean, it was very, it's meant to be sort of over the top.
That's very cool.
And on theme too, like right. One of them used like a lot of red velvet and like fringe to kind of be like curtains. And then the best one that I liked, and I think they won. Maybe they won both Best Designer and Model, so I bet I just don't remember their names. Okay. They were these really cute outfits where, like, one of them, the bra, it was very Victor and Rolf, and it said, like, pow.
Oh, okay, yes.
And then the skirt was kind of pieced together from all of these little, like, it was like they were puffy pieces of, like, other shapes. So a little, like...
Like a puff quilt kind
of
thing?
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, okay. Think, like, Comme des Garçons.
Comme des Garçons.
And the women modeling that were incredible.
Wow.
And I ended up following one of them because she was like in the Vogue later and everything. Like,
did she win Best Model?
Ball. She won Best Model for sure. Uh-huh. And it was easy. And she had these giant ponytails. I mean, it was so cute. A lot of blonde wigs. In fact, even the person next to me said it. She was one of the designers. And she, I guess she had participated last year as well. And she was like, I thought I was going to be like all original, like... Using the blonde wigs this year, and everybody did.
What kind of blonde wigs? Like, we're talking bobs?
All kinds.
I'm like, saying, noon, call me bob, bob, bob.
Little curl ones, little, like, tight curls.
Okay, yes.
Big ones, mostly
small ones, not, ones as big as your head.
Not very good, though. I'm going to be very frank. I'm going to be very frank. It's like, you know, kind of an afterthought. In my opinion, and I
somebody saw somebody with the wigs, and then somebody saw somebody
they
else
ran out
with
to
the
CVS.
Wigs, and then they went to T1 Beauty Supply and said, "We got one.
One.
we got one.
We got one." And you have to split it amongst them.
We got a bag of the same one,
right?
Or same color.
I was just a little underwhelmed. I was like, "There are better wigs out there." Yeah, they were all yellow, too.
Piss.
This other thing. So I preferred the women who were wearing either their own hair. Or like a style of some sort, but it was, or like a hat or whatever. I do remember there was a best
hats.
Lots
of hats.
Some hats.
Nice.
Mondo
hats.
Did hats.
Oh yeah. He did do hats.
Yeah. Giant cones.
Yes.
And, I do remember what won best look, cause it was actually really, really cute. And she was wearing a hat and it was all of these giant, like red, it looked like yarn balls almost, but they didn't have yarn. It was just like puffy
ball. Oh,
and there were a lot of them. There were like maybe eight, and they were stacked super high.
Okay.
And then the look was like, I think kind of like mid-length jacket, but like jacket dress.
Yeah.
Okay. Like dark gray, super long sleeves, and then like hem of the sleeve, not hem of the sleeve, but like as if another sleeve was coming out.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Super ruffly and red. Oh. It was really, really cute,
okay,
actually.
Okay.
And then it had like a little pink triangle on the back, like a little gay sign.
Oh, sure, yes.
But it fit in with the design and everything. It was good.
Okay.
There was a lot of good work. There's like really, really talented people here,
okay,
honestly. I was just like, maybe choose better wigs next time.
Well, sounds like an afterthought.
An afterthought, yeah.
Somebody got...
That's okay.
Felt like they were going to lose out on some wigs.
I guess so.
Well...
Ooh.
So that sounds fun.
It was fun. It was production.
Did
it
you
was
eat?
Wonderful. I drank.
Well,
girl, drank. Yeah. No, I had three drinks. That's a lot.
That's great. Did you have to pay for them?
No.
Open bar.
No, actually, but I got a little bracelet because I got an in.
Are you VIP?
I was VIP.
Were you sitting all alone?
No, I wasn't though. But I was sitting right behind the judges. It's pretty cunty.
Did you see what they were writing?
No, but I was like. And I did. I was like, you know, from me to you, not you, but because I'm sitting right next to you. But like me to that corner over there was like Mondo, which is cool.
Wow!
There's
Hi,
Mondo. Anyway, it was great, and I really enjoyed it.
That's so fun.
And yeah, if you're in the St. Louis area next year, and check it out, it's really great.
Check it out.
Check it out.
On ABC.
Televised on TV
televised.
With commercials.
I've been watching a lot of Antique Roadshow.
Ooh, I love that.
Because they have a channel of that. Two channels of that.
Yeah.
One I think is the BBC version and one's the American version.
I don't think I've ever seen the BBC version. What's that like?
Good. They're in estates, and it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Except the crap is sometimes worse. I don't know.
It's worse in the States, or it's worse in...
It's worse over there.
Oh, it's probably all been picked through, girl.
Yeah, you're right. But no, they were in Oklahoma City. It was good. No, Tulsa. They were in Tulsa, because they were at the museum I'd been to. I thought that was coming down.
They're holding up.
They are holding up.
That's it.
The end.
The end. Antique Roadshow.
I don't know. That's all I had to contribute.
I love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of commercials, we were meant to talk about the T-Mobile man's hair.
Yeah. Yes.
What is that?
What is that?
There's a commercial right now that we both weirdly, like, you text me to
Did
add it to the list.
Did I send you a picture of you of it?
I don't remember. But every so often, Millie will be like, okay, add this to the whiteboard, which is our, like, list of things to talk about. And it was T-Mobile man commercial hair. And then literally a second after you sent that, the commercial started. And we were both watching the same show.
Right.
And so we were like, yeah, it's like, okay, so I'm going to give everybody a visual. Brown. It's kind of like this hair, but a little shorter. Like maybe cut here.
Yes.
Very Neanderthal.
It was weird. But can I tell you, I saw somebody rocking that hair in real life yesterday.
Oh.
At the bookstore.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a look.
Can I tell you?
No.
I really cannot remember what this guy's hair looks like on this commercial.
Really? I just described it to you.
No, but you keep describing it, and I go, I really have no memory of this hair. I remember texting you about the hair. I don't remember what the hair looks like.
I need to just ignore you every time you text me to add something to that list.
That's the problem.
Because
I don't ever remember.
It is out of your system when you send it. You're like, okay, now I can forget about it altogether.
That's what happens.
Yeah. You think that you will remember it. And you don't.
Yeah, because you pulled out another one, too, and I was like...
Pete Booty Butt's beard. Can you still remember that?
I remember pictures of him in the beard.
Yeah, what is it?
What are we doing,
What are we doing
Pete?
There? It's an early presidential run, like...
He's trying out the little older, the little more rugged, the little more...
Yeah, what does that make good looking.
Yeah.
I guess...
Do people still really use that term?
I think they do, actually. I think it's still very active if you're dating and stuff. We're just not on the market.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, he fits that type. Hairy, but still, like, slim build.
Yeah, but I'm like, is he with the beard sort of more daddy? And his husband's a little more ottery?
What's his husband's name? Chasten.
I was like, Sebastian. I kind of thought it was Sebastian.
Chastity. That's honestly what I think every time, too. Chastity booty butt.
Girls. Everyone's dating you at the prom.
What?
I don't know.
Everyone wants Chastity.
Everyone wants Chastity booty butt.
Ooh. Ooh.
Chastity. Oh, I love it.
Wow.
Don't you love it?
His beard. Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Keep it.
Yeah, why not?
Actually, you know what? I think he should just do the mustache. I want to see it.
Oh, I don't know.
I would see it.
I would see it. It's going to give Park Ranger, I think.
Oh, he already gives Park Ranger. That's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah.
Park Ranger.
That should, I mean, honestly, Pete, you should really just like
save
switch
our
careers.
National parks.
Yeah.
Just be a ranger.
Yeah, just be a ranger. Take Chastity out
Save
there.
Save a horse.
She'll love it.
Ride a cowboy.
Honestly. Yeah, maybe he's daddy cowboy.
Where's he from?
Pioneer.
Indiana?
Sure.
I don't think they make many cowboys in Indiana.
Do you want to hear something wild that
I
learned about Indiana?
What?
So it's like pretty Republican as well, like Missouri.
Yeah.
And Illinois, because of Chicago, is like definitely not.
Well, that's not in Indiana.
No. But this has a point.
Okay.
That's good. You're right.
Thank you.
Well, that's not geography. These have like levels of sitting back, don't they?
They click.
Got it. Like, I guess the people in like Southern Illinois are feeling unrepresented because of
Quakers.
Chicago.
Not Indiana.
No, this is Illinois.
Illinois.
Did I say Indiana? Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Republican, mostly.
Yes, yes.
And so, like, the governor of Indiana recently was literally like, hey, if you want to join Indiana, we'll, like, accept your counties and literally take over, like, half of South Illinois. Which you can't do, by the way, but he was, like, floating the idea in public.
That's how gerrymandering happened. But that's like, how...
across state lines?
Well, no, but no. That's... I mean, that's why it happened, so that they could get more votes.
Correct.
And so they, you know, that's why it's all... the maps are all weird.
Yep.
The Electoral College.
Because, yes, because Republicans can't win a popular vote, and so they have to fucking get, like, don't get me started.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
We live in a crazy world.
We live in a crazy country right now, too. That's for damn sure. Mm. Just check the news once a day if you can. No
I
more than that.
I check it so much.
I can't. It just absolutely sends me. Because it's... oh, it's just so wild. It's just wilder and wilder. And every day I'm like, I have to read about a fucking plane from Qatar.
Bounty. From someone we had a bounty on.
For real?
For real.
Oh, shit.
Would you ever get on that plane?
Why are you asking me that?
I think that's the scariest thing in the entire world.
I think it's like a death plane.
Death plane. I've seen Final Destination. That movie's coming out.
That new one.
Yeah.
I know another fun fact about that.
About Final Destination?
The new one. Bloodlines.
Let's hear
it. What it's called.
I don't know.
It's like they're trying to get the Guinness World Record for the oldest stunt performer set on fire. Because apparently there's a scene where, like, a 70-year-old woman gets set on fire.
Love her.
She did that.
She was 70?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's cunt. She said, light her up.
Light her up, up, up. Light her up, up, up. Light her up, oh. Up, up on fire.
What an awful song.
Who sings that song? What is that song? It's a real song.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a,
it sounds like an Imagine
song.
Dragons something.
Yeah, it's one of that.
It's probably them.
It's one of that.
One of those. Let me just let the wind do this for my hair. She's going to get sprayed before the next episode.
You're all going to get sprayed before the next episode. They have a sprayer on over there
from
in the neighbor's yard.
Pussy. Mm. They do. They have a sprinkler going after we just got a bunch of rain. What is that?
Capitalism, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to the dog that crossed the road?
What?
99 out of chance.
What did you just say?
I think I had a stroke. I think
you did.
Wait, let's go back. Do you know what happened to the dog across the road?
What?
9 times out of 10, he gets run over.
And it wasn't even a joke, either.
You know, I wanted to see if it was funny. I thought about it, and I just wanted to test it out.
Listen, 9 times out of 10, it's a bad joke. It's a dead dog.
9 times out of 10, it's a dead dog. See, that's the joke.
That's pretty good.
That's the joke right there.
Do you know how long it took me to understand that the chicken crossing the road thing is actually a joke about suicide? Did you know this? Why did the chicken cross the road?
To kill itself?
To get to the other side. To get to the other side.
Wow.
The other side of this realm.
They don't even know if that is. They don't know what that is.
Maybe they do.
What if they're like, you know, in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where the dolphins are the smartest?
Right.
Maybe they're like dolphins.
Yeah.
And they're smart.
Or maybe they're like literally the only creatures that have an afterlife.
Chickens. Chicken run.
Just around chicken run. Forever.
Well, then I guess we'd actually find out what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Probably the chicken. Right, right.
You smell it?
Smell that shit? 9 times out of 10. It's a
dead dog. 9 times out of 10. It's a dead dog.
Y'all.
Did you know?
Let's go.
Did you know that? It's not
this
funny.
Is like you
this
telling
is
that
not
fucking,
funny.
Probably not. Just like the time you couldn't tell the fucking Dan's neighbor story. Oh, just a giant bird flew behind us. I thought it was a flying squirrel. Nature.
Did you know that the cadaver dogs that were looking for bodies in the World Trade Center after the collapse, that they became so depressed that their handlers started to have to pretend to find living people so that they would actually think that they were doing their job well?
Y'all, Be nice to yourself this week.
Is that not the saddest thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard, and I'm going to close this down.
Would you ever get on that plane?
No.
Me neither. Ladies and gentlemen.
Be nice to yourself.
Be nice to yourself.
Don't accept bribes from people with planes.
Yeah.
Don't get on a plane you're not familiar with, and definitely don't get on a plane from Newark Airport.
No. Well, they were on bereavement leave.
Girl, I read that there were like 3 people in that tower the other day.
Yes. I'm so scared to fly. I'm so scared.
Y'all, we love you. We're still here reporting to you live from television with commercials.
With commercials. All right. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.